This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. On the occasion of Dhanvantri Jayanti and the 9th Ayurveda Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched, inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple health sector projects worth around 12,850 crore rupees at the All India Institute of Ayurveda, New Delhi today. These projects include launch of expanded Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana and UWIN portal. This extended scheme now ensures healthcare coverage for all senior citizens aged 70 and above, granting them access to essential health services without income constraints. Chief Minister of Sikkim, Mr. P.S. Tamang, virtually attended the event from Samman Bhavan, Gangtok. PM Modi introduced the UWIN portal, a platform aimed at strengthening immunization services nationwide. This portal includes digital innovations such as a dedicated platform for allied healthcare professionals, drone-enabled health outreach from premier medical institutions, and climate change and health action plans designated to tackle the health challenges posed by environmental challenges. The Prime Minister today distributed more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youths in various government departments and organizations. Speaking through video conferencing, the Prime Minister said the government has worked significantly on self-reliant India and promoted Make in India in every sector, including new technology ranging from space sector to electric vehicles. He said the country is marching towards becoming the third largest economy in the world. Mr. Modi asserted the government is committed to providing maximum employment opportunities to the country's youth. The filing of nomination papers for single-phase assembly elections in Maharashtra and second-phase polling in Jharkhand ended this evening. Scrutiny of nominations in the two states will be taken up tomorrow. Voting for 288 assembly seats in Maharashtra and 38 constituencies of the second phase in Jharkhand will take place on the 20th of next month. In Maharashtra, the last date for the withdrawal of candidature is 4th of November. In Jharkhand, assembly elections are being held in two phases. Polling for the by-elections to 47 assembly constituencies in different states and for the Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala will be held on the 13th of next month. Voting for by-elections to the Nanded Lok Sabha seat in Maharashtra and the Kedarnath assembly seat in Uttarakhand will be held on 20th November. Counting of votes for assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand along with by-polls in different states will be held on 23rd of November. The festival of Dhanteras is being celebrated with great enthusiasm across the country today. This festival marks the beginning of a series of celebrations leading to the festival of Diwali. The Deepotsav celebrations in the city of Lord Ram, Ayodhya, is expected to be much more grand, with the Uttar Pradesh government aiming to create a new world record this Diwali by lighting 28 lakh earthen lamps or diyas along the banks of the Saryu River. Preparations are in full swing for the grand Deepotsav celebrations tomorrow evening in Ayodhya. The whole city is being decorated for the event. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast thunderstorms with lightning at isolated places over Chhattisgarh, Konkan, Goa, Maharashtra and Marathwada tomorrow. Kerala, Mahe, Lakshadweep, coastal and south interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal are also likely to witness light to moderate rainfall with isolated thunderstorms and lightning during the next 3 to 4 days. IMD said no significant weather is likely over the rest of the country. Israeli Parliament Knesset has passed a law banning the United Nations Relief and Works Agencies, UNRWA, for Palestine refugees in the Near East from operating in Israel. The new law, supported by 92 out of 120 Parliament members, was enacted despite opposition from the US and several European countries. It prohibits UNRWA from having any representation, providing services or conducting activities within Israeli territory. In women's cricket, India clinched 3-match series 2-1 against New Zealand as the host defeated the Kiwis by 6 wickets in the final match this evening. Chasing a target of 233 runs at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad, India concluded the match in 45th over with the help of Smriti Mandhana's century. And that is the end of this news bulletin.